welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you shows from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Stay with us for an hour of Broadway from the Theater Guild on the air, bringing us an adaptation of the play Goodbye Again. It first opened at the Theater Masque in December 1932 and would be revived again in 1943 and in April of 1956. On that opening night, it served as Jimmy Stewart's second Broadway appearance where he played the chauffeur. This episode first heard on ABC on February 12, 1950.
The United States Steel Hour presents the Theater Guild on the Air production of the comedy Goodbye Again, starring Ezio Pinza, Linda Darnell, and Madeline Carroll. Helping to build a better America through better steels and products of steel is the job of the industrial family that serves the nation, United States Steel. Look for our trademark, USS, on any steel product. It's your guide to quality steel. Now, as the lights go down at the Velasco Theater in New York, here, speaking for the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers, is Roger Pryor with a word about our play and players.
Tonight's Theater Guild on the Air broadcast is an outstanding and much anticipated event in radio, where you'll hear Ezio Pinza, star of the tremendous Broadway stage success South Pacific, making his first appearance in a play on the air. Starring with him, we're proud to present Madeline Carroll and Linda Darnell. As our play, we bring you Goodbye Again, the rollicking comedy by Alan Scott and George Haight, in a new radio version with Mr. Pinza as its singing hero, Armando Alfieri. And Linda Darnell is Julie Wilson, and Madeline Carroll is Ann Rogers. Alan Hewitt is featured as Arthur Westlake. We raise the curtain now on Arthur Aaron's radio adaptation of the comedy Goodbye Again, directed by Homer Fickett. It's the sitting room of a large suite on the 20th floor of a hotel in Cleveland, Ohio. Seated at the desk opposite the full-size concert grand piano is a young lady busily engaged with the morning mail. The bedroom door opens and a man steps in whose face you recognize immediately. It belongs to Armando Alfieri, foremost opera star of the age.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, darling. Sleep well?
In Cleveland, I always sleep well. There is nothing else to do. What is the program for today?
Well, at 10:30, you're due at radio station WTAM. At 11, you autograph albums of your Don Giovanni records. At 12...
La ci darem la mano. What else?
At 2:30, you're giving your concert.
I shall not sing, Anna. I am not in the mood.
You're never in the mood early in the morning, darling. Especially when you've been out late the night before.
I was out late?
I phoned your room about 10. You didn't answer.
Oh, yes, I went up for a walk.
I didn't know you knew anyone in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, I do not know a soul.
Oh. This bill just arrived by messenger.
A bill?
One pearl and ruby brooch, $1,850.
Oh, that. Yes, paid.
Armando, I do not wish to seem curious, but it does
Anna,
seem...
Anna, you are not jealous.
Me? Jealous? Of course not. You still say you don't know anyone in Cleveland?
I still say it, Anna.
I see. I suppose you bought this little ruby number for the chambermaid.
No, Anna. For you.
Oh, darling.
Here it is.
Oh, my. It's magnificent.
Take it, Anna. To my secretary and manager, who is also my fiancé and very beautiful.
Oh, darling, I feel like a heel. Please forgive me.
Forgive? For being jealous? But isn't healthy? I mean...
Don't talk. Just kiss me.
Now, this is better.
Oh, Armando.
Now we are friends again, no?
Darling. I just want you to understand something. I'm not a jealous woman. At least I never have been before in my
life.
There
is no need to say anything that hurts you, Anna.
Only I've seen the way they are about you. The women everywhere.
But,
oh, I know what it is. They expect an opera singer to be short and dumpy and smell of garlic. And you're not, darling. You're tall and rather handsome, really. Of course, I didn't mind them chasing you at first. I thought it amusing, but then when I began to fall in love with you...
No, Anna. I fell in love with you first.
That's what you think.
And in 6 weeks, we are being married when my mother comes from Italy, no?
Yes, darling. Oh, excuse me.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Alfieri's suite. Well, just a moment.
That woman again. She's been calling all morning. She's downstairs in the lobby now.
Woman? Which one?
Do you know her? Mrs. Harvey Wilson?
No, I do not. You will give her the awfully sorry business.
Hello? I'm awfully sorry, Mrs. Wilson. Mr. Alfieri was in, but he seems to have slipped out. Well, I couldn't say. He has so many engagements. I'll tell him. Goodbye.
You're sure you don't know her? She seemed awfully persistent.
Never in my life have I heard of Mrs. Harvey Wilson. Now, Anna, what is for entertainment tonight after dinner?
Well, there's a prize fight in town.
Good. You will go downstairs, please, to the cigar stand and buy tickets, too.
Oh, am I going?
Do I go any place without you? You are my protecting angel.
And that's all I am to you?
That is all we shall discuss at the moment. I have a concert this afternoon. Go now and get good seats.
Okay, darling. Two ringside coming up.
Come in.
Oh,
what? Who?
Oh, darling, it's so wonderful to see you again.
It is?
Oh, I know I shouldn't have come, but I just had to. Are you glad to see me?
Yes, of course. I mean, should I be?
Well, you're staring at me so strangely. It's as if you didn't... Armando, my car's right downstairs. Couldn't we just go for a drive together, out into the country?
Madam, if you will excuse me, what for?
Then we can talk it over.
What over?
Us. You, Armando, and me, Julie.
Oh, so it is Julie?
But you always called me Julia.
I did? Madam, excuse me again, but are you sure you are in the right room?
Well, darling, I know it's all been my fault, and I can't blame you for being bitter.
Yes, of course. Why?
Well, I mean, after I promised to wait for you forever if necessary, and then didn't. Oh, Armando, those dear, dead days in Italy. Do you remember them?
In Italy?
Oh, the San Felipe Opera Company, 12 years ago. You, the rising young star with a great voice. Don't you remember?
Well, about the voice, yes, but...
Remember, you were leaving our third-rate little troupe to go on to bigger things. La Scala, Rome, Paris.
So?
Well, don't you remember? I sang Zerlina in Don Giovanni for one performance.
Madam, the world is an happily full of females who have sang Zerlina for one performance.
And when you went out into the world, I came back to Cleveland. And here in Cleveland, I didn't know what to do.
Well, this I can understand. But why...
Armando, don't you know?
No.
I got married.
Oh.
His name is Harvey Wilson.
Oh, then you are the one who all morning on the telephone.
Yes. Oh, Armando, can you ever forgive me for not waiting? Can you?
Madam, I am going to do something that never in my life did I dream I would do.
Yes?
I am going to forgive you. So now you may go home. Home to your Harvey Williams.
Wilson.
Yes, goodbye.
Oh, Armando, aren't you going to kiss me?
Very well. Just once for goodbye. Julia! Julia Jones! I remember now.
Oh, Armando.
Tell me, Julia, do you always do this with so much soul?
No, never, darling. Oh, Armando, when I learned you were coming to Cleveland, I was afraid. I kept saying to myself, I mustn't see him. Do you understand?
Yes, you mustn't see me.
Well, here I am, darling. I just couldn't fight against it.
But you are married now, Julia. What about your husband?
Oh, I don't love Harvey anymore. How can I, silly, when I love you?
But this is ridiculous.
Well, Armando, you know what I do? I listen to your records and I close my eyes and there we are in Italy together. Oh, darling, remember that time in Viareggio? It was carnival and...
Yes, Julia, I remember.
Well, I've been living with those old dreams, Armando.
It was the one time in my life I was alive. Armando, I want to live again.
Julia, you must not speak this way.
Well, why mustn't I when I'm thinking it?
Because it is not right. Julia, I am very sincere when I say how unhappy you make me.
But I...
Julia, it is not good to live this way in the past. You must give up this foolish nonsense. There are many reasons why you and I... Why it is impossible.
All right. Come for a drive and tell me about them.
But I must make a broadcast over the radio in a few minutes.
Oh, please, Armando. Just this one little thing for me.
Well...
I'm sorry, am I intruding?
Oh, Ona, why no, not at all. Certainly not.
I'm glad. Wipe the lipstick off your neck.
Lipstick? Why, that must be where I have got myself shaving. Mrs. Wilson, may I present my manager and secretary, Miss Rogers?
How do you do, Miss Rogers?
How do you do? You telephoned this morning, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did.
Imagine, Anna. It turns out that Mrs. Wilson and I, we sang together.
Really? And when I came in, I thought you were giving an encore of one of your old duets.
I will see to your car, Mrs. Wilson. This way, please.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, Miss Rogers.
So long. Oh, and Mr. Alfieri.
Yes, Anna.
You'll just be able to change your clothes and make it to the broadcasting station. So I don't think you'll have time for any encores in the lobby. Come in.
I beg your pardon, but is this Mr. Alfieri's suite?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm Elizabeth Jones, and this is Mr. Westlake. Come in, Arthur.
How do you do?
How do you do? Is there something I can do for you?
Oh, yes. Yes, but first we want to make sure Mr. Alfieri isn't... Is he here?
No.
Good. Now, Miss Rogers. Miss
Rogers,
this may seem a bit unusual to you, but we've come to ask you to cooperate with us. It's really nothing at all.
Well, not yet, it isn't.
What we want to do is to prevent it from going any further. You understand, Miss Rogers?
Oh, yes, completely. What are you talking about?
Miss Rogers, just how well are you acquainted with Mr. Alfieri's personal affairs?
We mean, the past.
Well, really, I don't see.
Please, Miss Rogers, no temper. Go on, Elizabeth.
Yes. Well, you see, Mr. Alfieri and my sister Julie sang together once in Italy, and it seems that something happened between them.
While they were singing?
Well, no. And then afterwards, Julie came home and we heard no more about it. We gathered that the whole thing had...
Petered out.
Yes, petered out. Well, then she settled down and married Harvey Wilson and everything was all right until...
Until Mr. Alfieri came over to this country 2 years ago and began getting his picture in the paper.
Yes, and when Julie saw them, why, she all of a sudden got a funny look on her face and...
She's been getting funnier ever since. In fact, it got so bad about a month ago when she heard Mr. Alfieri was coming to Cleveland that Harvey, that's her husband, he went to New York to think things over.
To think what over?
About getting a divorce.
A divorce?
Yes. He's fed up with hearing about Mr. Alfieri and how she might have been Mrs. Alfieri and... Well, you see now, Miss Rogers, why we are anxious to prevent anything embarrassing from happening.
I see. Tell me, Mr. Westlake, exactly where do you come into this?
I am this young lady's fiancé. I'm also Mr. Wilson's attorney.
Oh,
well, you will help us, won't you, Miss Rogers?
Well, of course, I can't promise anything, but yes, I'll do my best to see that nothing happens.
Yes, I will.
Oh, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Anna. Was I gone long?
Well, no, and yes.
I stopped at the cigar stand in the lobby to ask the man about the tickets for the prize fight.
And what did he say?
Impossible. All sold out.
Oh, too bad.
Anna, I wish that you would take a letter for me, one of great urgency.
Okay, sure.
It must go out right away by messenger.
Right.
To radio station WTAM, attention, Department of Music, attention.
One attention is enough. They'll get it.
Signori.
Gentlemen?
Yes. Due to the fact that I am a sufferer from laryngitis and am now having a fever of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, I find that it will not be possible for me to appear at your broadcast as scheduled. Regretfully yours and so forth. You will read it back to me, Anna.
Certainly. Gentlemen, due to the fact that I have met one of the younger married women of your city...
What?
I regret exceedingly that I will be unable
to... Momento, momento.
Yes?
How dare you to write a thing like this?
Why, it's true, isn't it?
No, listen, Anna. I do not wish that you should get the wrong impression.
Okay. By the way, here are the tickets for the prize fight.
You got them?
Yes, it was pretty tough, though. All I had to do was to ask the man at the cigar counter.
It's apparent that I have asked a different man.
Yes, it is apparent.
Anna.
Yes?
I know you will not believe this, but the funniest thing happened to me today.
Look, if you want to revive this romance, I'm not going to
now,
do anything.
Now, do not get excited, Anna. Just sit down here and I will explain everything. Long, long ago in Italy, when I am still a very young man, I met a young lady. Her name was...
Julie Wilson.
No, it was then Julia Jones. And Anna, what do you think? She is the first American I have ever seen. So naturally, I fell in love with her.
Not?
She was very lovely, Anna. Not as lovely as you, perhaps, but still lovely. And one night, Anna...
My goodness, you're not going to stop now.
I kissed her.
You kissed her?
Yes. But Anna, I give you my word, I have not thought of this woman in 12 years.
Uh-huh. And what did she think about
it? What she thinks is this, that she is to wait for me until I am a big success and can marry her. But she did not wait, Anna. She got married. And now she believes that I suffer from a broken heart because she has been unfaithful to me with her own husband.
I think it's very, very interesting.
Please, it is no time for making fun. Anna, when you were in college, you had a sweetheart, perhaps?
I suppose I did.
Suppose you met this man now again and found out that all this time he has been in love with you. How would you feel about it, eh? You would be angry with this man?
Well, no.
And you found out also that he is married and on account of you he does not love his wife. You would be happy then?
All right, Anna. You win. What do you plan to do?
I will go with her for this ride in a car.
All right. What about tonight? Do we still go to the fight?
No, Anna. She has asked me to dinner with her. I think it is right that I should go.
Oh.
I will prove to her that he's not me she's in love with, but a voice. A voice that sings of olden days, of a boy and a girl, both very foolish and now dead. And Anna, she will see this. And go running back to her husband and never go near a farmhouse again so long as she lives.
A farmhouse?
Yes. She wishes to take me to this farmhouse she owns for dinner, but that is out.
How far out?
Anna, I give you my word. I have told her I will not go to this place. And what is more important, I tell this to you, Anna, I will not go there.
Oh.
Well?
All right. Now, perhaps I'd better tell you. Arthur and Elizabeth were here.
Who?
Her family. They want you to lay off Julie because Mr. Wilson is thinking about getting a divorce on account of you.
Of me? But, Anna, this is wrong. If I don't see her, she will continue to... Don't you think so?
Oh, I suppose so. Anyhow, I've warned you, so be careful.
I'll be careful, Anna. I'll be cold and heartless. I will prove myself a beast.
Well, let's not overdo it, though, shall we?
I will prove it is the music she's in love with. That and that alone. Well, I must go now. Goodbye, my beautiful Anna.
Goodbye.
That is all you have to say to me?
Yes, I think so.
Well, then, goodbye.
Oh, Armando.
Yes, Anna?
You're sure you know exactly what you're doing?
Absolutely.
All right. Goodbye, darling. Take care of your voice.
On the second act of Goodbye Again, starring Ezio Pinza as Armando, Madeline Carroll as Anne, and Linda Darnell as Julia. Alan Hewitt is featured as Arthur Wesley. ¶¶ much later that night, past midnight, in fact, in the living room of a rambling old farmhouse not very far from Cleveland.
Armando, darling, isn't this lovely champagne? And aren't those lovely crickets? What's the matter, dear?
Julia, you have played a trick on me. I don't like it.
A trick? What trick, darling? Here, move a little closer on the sofa and tell Julie all about it.
No. Julia, you promised me we were not coming to this farmhouse, that we were going to a place to eat in the country.
Well, this is a place to eat in the country. Didn't you like your spaghetti, darling? I remember the sauce, didn't I? Not too much tomato in it?
Julia, it seems to me perhaps you remember too many things. A man does not stay always the same, you know. Once I liked the sauce with not too much tomato. Today I love the tomato.
I'm sorry.
And what is true about the tomato is true also about other things.
Not with me. I never change. Armando.
Yes, Julia.
That lamp. It's in my eyes. Will you turn it out, please?
What? Oh, perhaps it is better if I just move it. There. Now, Julia, I wish to speak to you about many things. About love and...
Oh, darling, tell me.
And about music. And how they are frequently all mixed up in the mind. Julia, I am a modest man. And you will forgive me when I tell you that there are in every city in which I sing many, many women who think they are in love with me.
Of course there are, darling.
But they are not in love with me. Not really.
They're not?
No, definitely no. They are in love with my singing.
Really? Darling, can I have some more champagne, please?
No! Julia, your marriage and the husband who loves you, those are real. But the young man I was, Julia, and the girl you were, they are dead. And what is left is, well, it is very different.
Not to me. Oh, Armando, if I can't have a drink, will you please turn out the light?
No. Julia, will you not see? You are in love with a memory. All that is left of this memory is a boy.
Oh, no, no. Nothing's changed. Nothing ever changed.
You are wrong, Julia. And to prove it to you, I will sing for you. Here, in your own farmhouse. With no stage lighting to make me look romantic and no makeup. And you, Julia, will not close your eyes and imagine things. But you will keep them open and see. Now, Julia, I sit at the piano. See? And now I sing.
Coro mio ben, credimi almen, senza di te languisce il cor.
Has given for you a little concert.
Yes. And I'm going to kiss him for it, just to thank him.
Now, Julia.
Do you remember how I used to kiss you, Armando? Like this.
It was always like this.
Of course, darling. And now, here's your glass of champagne. I remember how you always used to enjoy it after a concert.
Oh, thank you. That is not bad champagne. Julia, you must see now that there is really nothing between us.
Nothing at all?
And then we are just two fellow musicians who... This is very good champagne.
Is it? Well, then have another.
All right. Just one more for old Lang Syne.
Too old, Lang Syne.
Julia.
Yes, Armando.
Come, sit with me a moment. on this beautiful sofa and see, I will turn out this light that so offends you. There, he's out now.
Oh, Armando. Oh, nice. Let me fill your glass.
Oh, not yet, my dear. There is no hurry.
No. No, of course not. We've got all... I mean, we've got lots of time. Oh, when does your train leave in the morning, dear?
Oh, I don't know. I do not take care of these things.
Oh, naturally. I suppose your secretary looks after your reservations and
naturally.
All that.
What? What did you say?
I said, I suppose that woman, your secretary.
Yes, that is what I thought you said. That woman. I mean my secretary.
Well, Mother, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Julia. I must leave now.
Well, now? But why? Oh,
I have suddenly remembered that I have forgotten something.
Forgotten? Is it something to do with your secretary?
It is something very much to do with my secretary.
Oh, is it so important that you can't stay here on this nice sofa with me even for a little while longer?
Julia, you have no idea how important it is that I do not stay on this sofa with you a little while longer. Now, where is... Oh, here is my hat. Goodbye, Julia.
But Armando!
Goodbye, and thank you for a very nice evening. I will see you again perhaps next time I am in Cleveland. Goodbye.
Miss Rogers. Miss Rogers.
Yes? Who is it?
It's me. Arthur Wesley and Elizabeth.
Well, just a moment. Come in. What time is it?
3 a.m.
I hope you'll excuse us, Miss Rogers, but we did try Mr. Alfieri's sitting room.
And he didn't let you in, eh? Smart boy.
He was not in, Miss Rogers. He hasn't got back yet.
Oh.
By a curious coincidence, it seems that Mrs. Wilson, too, has disappeared. I'm sorry, but we can only arrive at one conclusion, and that is...
Oh, now, who do you suppose that... Come in.
Oh, good morning, Anna. The Bromo Seltzer, please, at once.
Why? It's Mr. Alfieri. This is Miss Jones and Mr. Westlake.
How do you do?
And Mr. Westlake is a lawyer, I believe.
A lawyer? Excuse me, I am not feeling well. I will go to my room and rest.
One moment. May I ask, Mr. Alfieri, where you've been keeping yourself all night?
Where I have been keeping myself?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes, ever since your concert.
My concert? Oh, yes, that is what I thought you meant. Anna, the Bromo Seltzer, please.
Go on, Mr. Alfieri.
Well, you see, tonight I have had a most, exciting night tonight. You see, just after my concert, as I was walking down Euclid Avenue...
Yes?
I suddenly had the feeling that someone, he was following me. You have this feeling, Mr. Westlake?
No.
Have you, Miss Jones?
No.
You have, of course, Miss Rogers.
Yes, I've had it. In your case, though, I'm sure it would be a she.
Yes. Well, all of a sudden, I feel someone hit me on the back, and the voice says, Signor Alfieri. I turn around, and do you know who I am confronting face to face? Tullio Bambosek. Imagine, Miss Rogers, Tullio Bambosek.
My, my. And who is he?
Tullio? Why, he is my old valet, my dresser, when I sang at La Scala in Milano. Do you know him, Mr. Westlake?
No, I can't say I do.
Do you, Miss Jones?
No.
Yes, well, my old friend Tullio, he would have nothing else, but I must come at once to his house and meet Mrs.
Bambosek.
Yes. So he took me to his house, and all evening I do nothing but play with the bambini and...
Mrs. Bambosek?
No. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure you will excuse me. Goodbye.
Just a moment. Mr. Alfieri, do you happen to know a young woman named Julie Wilson?
Julie Wilson? She's short and fat. With a mustache?
No.
I think in Italy she called herself Julia Jones.
Julia Jones, of course. Of course I know her. Of course, yes, yes, indeed. I should say I know her.
All right, don't overdo it.
This very afternoon at my concert, she stopped me on the way out. It is very embarrassing because I do not know her married name. So, Miss Jones, you are Julia's sister. Well, well, well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And now, good night, everybody. Miss Roger, I will see you in the morning, eh? Thank you. Good night. Come in. Oh, Anna. Has everybody gone?
Yeah, they've gone.
Thank you. Anna, you are a sweet girl. Una brava ragazza. To have made up your mind to ask me no questions.
Am I?
Still, I suppose you would like to know what happened with you. Mrs. Wilson.
Well?
Well, nothing happened. Nothing.
Oh.
I was strong, Anna, because I thought of you. All the time that I was there, your face, it shined before me. I was hard, Anna. I was cold. I was of ice.
That's nice. By the way, did you go to the farmhouse?
The farmhouse?
That's what I said.
Why do you ask?
Because I want to know.
And if I say yes?
Then there won't be any more questions.
Why not?
Because it won't be necessary.
You mean you think it is improbable I could go to this farmhouse as nothing happened?
Not improbable, impossible.
It is not impossible. You are wrong about this.
With anyone else, yes, but with you, no.
Very well, I did not go to the farmhouse.
Will you stop playing? I'm serious about this. Do you swear you didn't go to the farm?
Yes, I swear.
I don't believe you. Swear it by something.
All right, Anna. If I am telling a lie, I hope I am indisposed with laryngitis for Don Giovanni on the opening night at the Metropolitan. There, are you satisfied?
Yes. But why did you cross your fingers when you said it?
Oh, that. It isn't an Italian custom to ward off evil spirits.
We do it when we're telling a lie, when we don't want to be struck down dead.
Anna, I assure you, in Italy, it is different.
Okay, I believe you. Good night, Armando.
You are not angry.
No, but if I ever catch you telling a lie, good night, darling.
Armando! Armando, it's me, Julie.
Who? Go away, please. I am asleep.
Armando, open the door, please.
Julia, it is 5 o'clock in the morning. It is not nice for you to pay me a visit.
Oh, darling, I just had to see you. I...
You will wake up everybody in the hotel. Julia, what do you want?
Well, I just had to see you and talk to you again, dear, before you took that train.
Well, what about?
Us, of course. Oh, darling, I know why you ran away. I really do.
You do?
Yes, and you're foolish, dear, to have these ridiculous old-fashioned scruples. It's silly, really it is.
Oh, then you know about...
Of course I do. And, Armando, it's wonderful for you to be so honorable and all that, but, well, I just don't love my husband, that's all. He really doesn't enter into it at all.
Oh, but, Julie, it is not your husband that bothers me. It is my...
Yes, dear, I know, your conscience. But, Armando, we must face reality. We are two people in love.
No, we are not. Julia, I forbid you. I forbid you absolutely to be in love with me.
Oh, my poor darling. How brave you are. How ready to sacrifice yourself. But I won't let you. I'll tell my husband myself. I'll proclaim it to the whole world. I'll shout it from the housetop. Who is it? Are you expecting anyone?
Do not speak. Do not even breathe.
Why, Armando, are you afraid?
Me afraid? Yes.
But what can happen? Suppose it is the house detective.
I am not afraid of detective. I am afraid of my secretary.
Now, that's not ridiculous. Oh, come in. Oh, it's Arthur.
I saw your car downstairs, Julie. I was watching for it.
Why? What business is it of yours?
Good morning, Arthur. It is most enchanting to see you again so soon. And now, if you will excuse me.
No, you don't. You're not getting away from me again. Julie, you ought to be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
Julia, please.
You know what this means, Julie. Finding you here.
I know very well what this means, and I welcome it.
Julia, please, sotto voce. Sotto voce.
No, I don't... me. I want the whole world to know.
Who is it?
It's me, Anne.
Anna, go back to bed.
No, I would prefer Miss Rogers to come in. Come in, Miss Rogers. I would like you to remain here as a witness. Do you mind?
Of course she minds.
Anna, you are tired and you wish to go back to your room and sleep, no?
No.
Thank you, Miss Rogers. Now, Julie.
Arthur, if you'll only please stop interfering with my plans.
Oh? You have plans?
Well, naturally.
You and Mr. Alfieri?
Of course. Now will everybody just
when
please?
When did you make these plans? Where were you two tonight?
Why, what difference does it make? We drove to the country.
Oh, you did? Where in the country?
That's no business of yours.
Do not tell him, Julia.
He doesn't have to. I know where you were. At the farmhouse.
What? Ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous...
Julie, I'm asking you, were you or were you not at
it's
the...
It's none of your business. It's none of anybody's business.
Mrs.
Well,
Wilson, as an outsider, may I say something?
No, Anna, you may not.
It's all right, Mr. Alfieri. Mrs. Wilson, don't you think it would be better for all concerned if you told Mr. Westlake the truth, that you weren't there?
She was there. I know she was.
And I know she wasn't, at least not with Mr. Alfieri. Go on, Mrs. Wilson, tell him.
Well, Julie?
I was there.
There, you see?
Yes, but not with Mr. Alfieri.
Yes, we were both there. Oh.
Now, Anna.
In that case, I have nothing more to say.
Well, I have. Operator, I want to put in a call to New York, please.
To New York? What for?
Long distance. I wish to speak to Mr. Harvey Wilson. He's at the Hotel Plaza in New York. Yes, ring me when you get him.
What is this, please? What are you calling these men?
Yes, Arthur, why?
Because I have an obligation to my client. And if there's going to be a divorce, it should be arranged in a quiet, dignified way.
Divorce? Anna, did you hear this? What does it mean?
I think it means divorce.
Oh Armando, darling, I didn't want it to happen this way.
Happen? This is not going to happen. You will not have a divorce on my telephone. Anna, please help me.
I told you, Armando, to watch your step.
But nothing happened at this farmhouse, I swear it.
With your fingers crossed?
No, Anna, please. Mr. Westlake.
I'm sorry, but the matter's out of my hands by now. Hello? Hello, Harvey, this is Arthur. Oh, everything's fine here, except the ju... Yeah, that's it. He's in town. Yes, and he and she...
It is a lie. A lie, do you hear?
Yes, at the farmhouse. Well, I wasn't actually there with them, but... Well, Harvey, you've got to make up your own mind, but... Oh, it's made up, is it? And that's your final decision? Okay, I'll go right ahead with it.
Go ahead with what?
Mr. Wilson wishes a divorce.
But...
You, of course, will be the correspondent.
Me? No, I refuse. Anna, tell him it is impossible.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Armando.
Whether you marry Julie or not is entirely up to you, Mr. Alfieri. Of course, as a gentleman, you have no alternative.
Now, there must be an alternative.
Well, it's almost 6 o'clock. I think it would be wise at this time if we adjourned. To resume this morning at 10:30. Do I have your word, Mr. Alfieri, that you will be on hand? I shall need your signature.
At 10:30, I will be already dead 4 hours.
Good night, Miss Rogers, or rather, good morning. Julie, are you coming with me?
No. Oh, Armando, darling, I'm... terribly sorry about all this.
Julia, please. I cannot stand any more tonight. Will you please go now?
All right. Get a good rest, dear. Good night, Miss Rogers. Come along, Arthur.
Now, Miss Rogers, my dear loyal secretary, you will kindly explain yourself.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, you have nothing to say. Your pride has been hurt. Your vanity has been wounded. I ask you now, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do?
I haven't made up my mind.
Anna, I am sorry. I am truly sorry.
So am I.
Anna, you are acting like a child. You are jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Well, then what is it?
You lied to me. You lied to me, Armando.
Darling, you know I do not have the slightest interest in Julia. Come, Anna. Let me put my arms around you. There. That is good, no? Anna, you would do that to me? You would slap me? No, that is impossible. It has never happened. See, I forgive you. Now I kiss you and all will be beautiful.
I never thought I'd do that to anybody. I'm not jealous. I know I'm not jealous. Good night, Armando.
Now the curtain rises on the third act of Goodbye Again, starring Ezio Pinza, Linda Darnell, and Madeline Carroll, and featuring Alan Hewitt. It's 10 o'clock that morning. Mr. Alfieri, as he paces the floor of his hotel sitting room, looks like a very worried opera singer, which he is. Suddenly, he stops and...
Very well, Anna. You refuse to help me. Very well. Only this I tell you, I will never marry Julia. Never.
May one inquire how you're going to get out of it?
Never mind. I have a plan. One that I have thought up without your help, my dear secretary. Come in.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Alfieri?
See, I mean, yes.
Well, my name's Clayton. The employment agency sent me over about a job. They said you telephoned this morning.
Yes, I did. This is Miss Rogers, my helpful secretary.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm just fine, thanks. Mr. Alfieri, I hope you don't mind my bringing my son along.
Your son?
Yeah. Come on in, Theodore.
Hello. What do you want me to do, Pop?
just sit down in that chair, son. You see, Mr. Alfieri, we were out for a walk, the boy and I, when we happened to pass the agency. So I stopped in, the female there told me about your phone call requesting
a Yes, of course. Hello, boy. How old are you, eh?
12, going on 13.
Oh, that's nice. And now, Miss Rogers, if you will excuse us.
Certainly. I'll be in my room if you need me.
Now, Mr. Clayton, I think I have some employment for you, but I cannot use the boy. Do you think he would mind waiting downstairs in the lobby for an hour?
Oh, no, not at all. Theodore, wait downstairs.
Hey, Pop, can I go out and get some ice cream, Pop?
No.
Oh, please, Pop.
Well, all right, here my boy is a quarter, but don't mention this little event to your mother. She might take it amiss.
Gee, thanks, Pop. See you later, Pop.
Now, Mr. Clayton, I will tell you about the work I have in mind for you. By the way, do you like lawyers?
Lawyers? No, I hate them.
Good. I am expecting here at any moment a lawyer. His name is Arthur, and he talks too much.
Yeah, that's the trouble with all those fellas.
Yes. Now, what I want you to do is to keep this fellow from talking too much.
How?
Well, here is the situation. There will be a great many people coming here in a few minutes. And this lawyer, he is going to try to make me sign papers.
Don't do it.
Exactly. That is why I want you here, Mr. Clayton. You are not to let me sign those papers.
Oh, you leave it to me, Mr. Alfieri.
Remember, no matter what happens, you will not let me sign anything.
I got you. Now, just stop worrying, Mr. Alfieri, and leave everything to me. I'll handle this little matter for you.
Now, if everybody is ready, I shall begin with certain essential legal preliminaries.
Oh, Arthur, why must we have all this stupid legal business? Why can't we just be simple and honest and straightforward?
Bravo, Julia, bravo.
Now, Julie, you must listen to what Arthur has to say.
Thank you, Elizabeth. As for you, Mr. Alfieri, I must remind you that we have the facts.
Excuse me, may I ask a question?
Certainly, Mr. Clayton.
just exactly what are the facts? I mean by
that... Now, Mr. Clayton, that is not necessary.
Just a moment, Mr. Alfieri. Mr. Clayton has asked for the facts, therefore I shall give him the facts. Mr. Clayton, until very recently, this lady and her husband, Mr. Harvey Wilson, were happily united in matrimony.
No speeches, please.
They were happy, I say, Mr. Clayton, until there appeared on the scene a man who had previously exercised some strange romantic claim on this woman's affections.
This is ridiculous. It is not so, Miss Rogers.
Oh, leave me out of it, please.
He asserted these claims, Mr. Clayton, in such a way that this woman, hypnotized by his glamour...
Now, Arthur, that's absurd. I was not hypnotized.
...did thereupon deliver herself and her hopes and her future to what she sincerely believed was a newborn love.
She did? When and where?
Last night at a farmhouse.
Mr. Clayton, your work begins now. He's talking too much. Stop him.
Mr. Clayton, I say he is a scoundrel. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, in my opinion,
Go on, Mr. Clayton. Tell him. Tell him your opinion.
In my opinion, this gentleman is right.
You mean I am right?
No, he is.
Mr. Clayton, you are fired. Here is $10. Go home.
I will. And as for you, Mr. Alfieri, I think you ought to be ashamed. Why, the least you can do is make an honest woman out of her. And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to report you to the lady at the employment agency. Good day.
Well,
Mr. Alfieri, here are the agreements. Will you sign them?
Certainly not.
Very well. Julie, I will advise your husband to sue you for divorce, naming Mr. Armando Alfieri as correspondent.
What?
Furthermore, we expect you, Mr. Alfieri, to marry Julia and provide for her, or my client will sue you for $100,000 for alienation of affections.
$100,000? Male pazzo! Miss Rogers, do something.
Well, I'm afraid I can't, Armando.
Oh, you can. Very well. If that is the way you feel about it, Miss Rogers, give me those papers, Mr. Westlake. I will sign them.
Here.
Thank you. Well, here it goes.
No, no, Armando, don't.
Yes, Miss Rogers.
Wait, let me think.
Miss Rogers, you are my good friend. Please, think good.
Hello?
Oh, it is you, Theodore. Go away.
I don't feel so good, and I get tired of waiting downstairs. Theodore.
What's the matter?
Theodore, look at your little face. You're all chocolate. Where did you get it?
My pop gave me the money for 2 ice creams.
Your pop? Oh, your pop.
Now, come right into the bathroom with me and we'll wash it off. Won't your father ever learn not to... Mr. Alfieri, how many times have I told you not
what?
To do that?
What?
I said, how many times have I told you not to give dear Theodore? You know what a sensitive stomach he has.
But...
Remember how you told me he takes after you?
Yes, yes.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, shut up. Come along, Theodore, and we'll wash your little face.
Ah, that is a great boy, that Theodore. A fine boy, yes, oh yes, yes indeed.
But Armando, I don't understand. Who is Theodore?
Julia, can't you guess?
But I didn't know you were married.
Well, Julia, to speak the truth, I am not.
You're not?
You know how it is, Mr. Westlake. Singers, we are all bohemian. What do you mean by this poor child? He is very smart. Why, only yesterday I was rehearsing at the piano for my concert, and Theodore, he came in and said, Pop, he always called me Pop. Pop, he said, you are flat. And is very pronounced today, the vibrato. And you know what? He is right. Oh, Anna, you have taken care of Theodore?
I've taken care of him.
But Armando, how old is Theodore?
Oh, 12 or 13. How old is he?
Just 12 and a half. 12 and a half? Well, then that was before you and I in Italy?
No, Julia, not before. During.
Oh, Armando, I...
Well,
why?
I guess I am just, how you say, weak.
That all these years, I imagined... Are you sure it was during?
Absolutely during.
Well, come along, Arthur. You too, Elizabeth.
But, Julie, this does not alter the legal aspects of the case. I'm sure that Harvey...
I will take care of Harvey. As for you, Mr. Alfieri, I want you to know that you've killed something in me. Something beautiful that will never bloom again. Not in this world.
Have I, Julia? Have I?
Goodbye. And this time I mean it. Come along, Arthur.
Well, thank goodness. Anna, I wish to thank you for...
You're welcome.
And you will take me back, Anna?
The only thing I'm taking back is the 125 to New York.
Oh, Theodore. Now listen, I want to know where my pop is. I'm going to go. Can't you don't tell me where my pop is?
He went home. Here is $5. Go after him in a taxi.
Gee, $5. Thanks. So long, Pop.
Anna, please. You must take me back. Anna, without you, I am lost. I am dead.
You'll live.
Anna, if you do not take me back, you see this window?
I see it. Excuse me while I look through the mail.
It is 20 floors above the street.
Okay, if you're going to jump, jump.
From so high? How heartless you are. Anna, I am afraid. Perhaps you would help me with a little push?
Sure, if you want
to. No, never mind. Stay where you are. I will just fall.
Goodbye, Anna Carissima. Addio, addio.
Armando, come back here. Armando, where are you?
Here I am, Anna. Oh. Close the window.
Oh, you fool. What do you mean by risking your life? Come in here.
No, there is out here a little ledge. It goes from one window to the next and all around the building. And I am going with it all around.
Armando, come in here, please.
Anna, I will come back on two conditions.
What?
First, that you will forgive me for what happened in Italy 12 years ago.
I forgive you. What else?
That you will say you love me.
All right.
Say.
I love you.
No, say it con amore, with much feeling.
All right, Armando, please come inside, darling, because I love you very much.
This kind of a request from a beautiful woman, I can never refuse. Kiss me, Anna.
Oh, yes, darling. Yes.
Oh. Anna, this is much better than anything that has ever happened in Italy.
The curtain has fallen on a Theatre Guild on the Air production of Goodbye Again.
The Theatre Guild on the Air, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 12th, 1950 on ABC. And the curtain comes down on this hour of Broadway on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. It's been a pleasure.